One of the things that stands in the way of many vision-impaired computer professionals is the ability to remote control and fix computers remotely. Everybody else seems to be able to do it with tools like VNC, TeamViewer, and whatever other remote access solution is the flavor of the month. But unless you pay for expensive subscription services or commercial screen readers, you haven't been able to easily remote control a computer at any time to fix a problem. How many times have you sat there thinking, it would just be so much easier if I was sitting in front of it? Well, you don't have to think this anymore, because tomorrow we'll be showing off a prototype of NVDA remote control software. That's right. Software that can be run inside an installed NVDA or a portable copy on a remote machine, along with a helper app, to allow you to remote control somebody else's system. Curious? Want to know more? Why don't you come along to the CaviCast, which will be on at 8 p.m. Eastern, Friday night, the 12th of December, on tt.qcat.org. We'll tell you what state it's in. How much money do these guys need to make this thing fly? Maybe even how you can contribute, along with when you might be able to see it, and what eventually the long-term plans for the project are. So that's 8 p.m. Eastern, Friday night, tt.qcat.org. This recording will be recorded, and it will be archived, and sure, you can do it VCR style from your podcast feed when you feel that you can be bothered. But if you don't turn up, you won't be able to ask your questions to the developers in real time. So come along and let us show you NVDA remote control in access. tt.qcat.org, 8 p.m. Eastern, Friday the 12th of December. Looking forward to seeing you there.